You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The iPhone, Dr. Dahlia app is finally out. Yeah! We had Ty working on that day and night. So everybody who knows Ty, give him lots of kisses and hugs for me. The iPhone app is out. I have the link on my Facebook. If not, just go to your iPhone. It's great because you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. So finally, we got the iPhone app. Let me know how it works. Can't wait to hear your feedback on that. And again, it's not an app where I have my first aid advice and my little game. That's something I'm going to be working on soon. But basically, it's an app to allow you to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. It's very hard to capture your shows live these days, depending on when you're in your truck or when you're driving or when you're at work. So if you have it on your app, then you get all the information you need to get. So I'm pretty excited about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your medical questions, your concerns, anything you want to talk about. You know, in the news, they've been talking about over the last few days this horrible tragedy where the nurse who was in, who I guess was the brunt of a hoax done by those two Australian DJs, she had committed suicide last week. And I guess the Australian disc jockeys, who were the ones that put on the stunt, have finally come out of hiding, came out and apologized. You know, but I'm looking at this. And I mean, my question to you all, and I don't know if you want to answer this, you know, but did you ever think that your job was going to result in the death of somebody? And if it did, how have you been able to live with it? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, this is a very easy question for us doctors, because when I went into medical school, I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money, or, oh, I'm going to look like a hero, you know, to my fellow American citizens and not later be the brunt of something called Obamacare. I always thought that I was going to be the cause of somebody who could die and to be prepared for that. And if I didn't think it, or if any of us medical students didn't think it, we were reminded of it very often by our superior officers in the hospital, all right? You're going to kill somebody one day. You're going to kill somebody one day. Now, thank heavens I got through medical school. Thank heavens, knock on wood, without doing something that resulted in somebody dying. Oh, my gosh. I still don't know, even as a doctor, and being as emotionally schooled as we were, I still don't think I could handle it, thinking that something I did would have resulted in the death of somebody. Now, did I have a patient die no matter what we did? Yeah, absolutely. You know, did I make some mistakes? Yeah, I made some mistakes. I was asked as a medical student by somebody, how long do I have to live? Now, I took a look at the person's chart. I had just met the person, and I was an optimistic little bugger at the time. And I'm like, you know, you could live for years, you could live on, you could live, you know, and have a wonderful life. I need months. And I go, I don't know. I mean, I've seen patients with this maybe 3-6 months, but, you know, don't think like that. You're going to live a long life. Well, the guy died next day. Gosh, I feel so bad. But what would I have really told the person they would have died the next day, really, even if I knew? You know, so, I mean, maybe that's not a mistake. That was just one of those things where it's like, oh, I wish I never had to have a conversation like that. But, you know, you're looking at these DJs. I don't think any DJ would think that they would go into a job thinking that a death would occur as a result of something that they did. But then again, is the death really their fault? I mean, Jacinta Saldanha. All right, she was the nurse that, from what I understand, took the phone call when the Australian DJs called to check on Kate Middleton's hyperemesis gravidarum admission. And she had, you know, talked about how she was stable, she's washing herself up, she still had some retching, visiting hours, because I guess she thought that the two DJs were the king, or the Prince Charles and the Queen of England. So, you know, and then a few days later, she commits suicide. Now, from what I understand, Australian DJs Mel Greig and Michael Christensen, from what I understand, they were suspended. I think their show was canceled. They publicly, you know, went on air saying that they were shattered and gutted and heartbroken. They were obviously upset. But I mean, should they carry on the guilt of this woman's death? I mean, why did this woman kill herself? If, and again, they still haven't verified that. They found her dead. They're assuming it's a suicide, you know, but I mean, what could have happened? I mean, I understand when we have HIPAA violations in America, it's bad. And I understand you could get fired. I still don't think a death should have ensued for being fired. Or was something else going on? Was she very emotionally weak? Was this just the last straw? The straw that broke the camel's back. This is such a horrible tragedy. And it was from a couple DJs thinking it would be funny to, you know, try to get some information and, you know, get some, you know, breaking news on what's going on with Kate and make it funny being in some accents. I mean, it was probably a very, very stupid stunt. I wouldn't have done it if I was a DJ. I think there's a lot of other shock jock things you could do. I wouldn't have done it. But then again, many reporters that don't have the guts never make it. You know, these people might have had the gumption. It's just they would have never thought that something like this could have happened. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, this poor woman, you know, she probably got reprimanded probably by the Queen herself or was told by the Queen or what have you. And I don't think she's going to have a job somewhere else or her career's ended. So that's too bad that those people had to go do something like that. What a shame, all yeah. Because of a joke.
Yeah. No, it's heartbreaking. It is. The whole thing is a complete cluster. And I think she was a mother of two. It's just, I mean, what could have possibly driven her though to killing herself? Now, I know everybody loves a queen when they're there. I mean, was something else? Was there something else in the balance? I don't know. I mean, to me, I don't think of suicide as any option. I just don't. I think it's the most cowardly way out. But was this woman so publicly humiliated that she thought she could just never face anybody again? You know, and it makes.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. Big thanks to all of you tuning in. Many listeners live right now on Talk Superstation. Just thank you guys all for tuning in. Again, we have an iPhone app now that has been launched. Go to your iPhone. I did just now put the link on our Facebook and Twitter if you need to find it. It always makes it easy for you to get all the information you need. Brianna writes, Doctor, what counseling do you get if you cause the death of someone in medical training? I don't know. When I went to school, I don't think there was any... I mean, you know how in some military settings you'll have the psychologists, or like in police settings, you know, there'll be a department psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't think there would have been anything like that available. There was a horrible case. And I'm trying to remember what happened because, again, you know, when you're doing 36-hour shifts back-to-back, lack of sleep means lack of memory. But there was somebody, I know who it is, I don't want to say, but there was somebody who was, I think, trying to feed in a central line. And when you pull out the, well, you know, you kind of put in the catheter, but you have the, I can't think of the word for it, you all know it, the sound. When you pull out the sound, the long metallic sound, it leaves the catheter in, so you're able to feed the catheter in and leave it in, you know, when you're doing a Swan Ganz or whatever. And the thing, I think, got loose and started to float around in the body. Now, the patient was alive. The doctor, from what I understand, had been so scared that, I mean, he was in shock, and he didn't tell anybody at first, because he was in shock. Now, the patient ended up being okay. They ended up finding the sound that floated through, but I'm not sure what happened. I think some of the older doctors talked to him and you know, you know, kind of told him, look, you know, when things like this happen, you got to get us. You need to, I mean, it's better to fix it. My guess is he wanted to shock, and he had gone into hiding for a little bit. It's hard. It's hard to think back at the details. But I remember it wasn't that there was a clinical psychologist on staff or available. It wasn't like that. I mean, you know, basically as a medical student, you just kind of relied on your friends, boyfriends. It was very difficult because I really didn't have a steady boyfriend when I was in medical school. Very difficult to date when you're in medical school because, you know, one, you're always tired. Two, the last thing you want to think of is sex, believe it or not. You really don't. You know, seen enough cervical cancer and STDs and penile cancer, you really just kind of, you know, want to keep your own clothes on. Not to mention when you're in the cadaver lab practicing as a medical student, you know, dissecting, you really stink of formaldehyde all, you know, semester long. So, yeah, but, you know, whoever I dated, I complained to, and, you know, they were a shoulder to cry on. I tried to call my mom and dad, and they'd be kind of grossed out by stuff, and what are they supposed to say? But it was hard when, you know, you would see a kid, you know, a drowning victim, et cetera, and they just make you dust it off and move on. And believe it or not, for some people, that's actually a successful way of dealing with these things. I would have recommended, which is why I think a lot of our soldiers have post-traumatic stress disorder. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of doctors have post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, there were rumors going around that, you know, dentists have the top suicide rate. That's been kind of a rumor that's been going on for a while. I would just kind of say healthcare professionals in general would probably top that rate because you really don't get a chance to, you know, deal with that. I mean, you know, keep in mind, you as a medical student are in competition with others. Now, luckily, I went to a school, University of Nevada, Reno, where there was 53 people in the class. One dropped out. We were down to 52. I think another one dropped out. We were down to 51. And I didn't really care about competing with them. I wasn't going for the top neurosurgeon spot, you know, that could have been offered at Harvard, or I wasn't going for that. I wanted to get through. I wanted to, you know, be there for other people for support, and I wanted to be the best damn doctor I could be, but I really wasn't competing for grades. I really wasn't competing for top residency spots. And so for me, it's easy, but think about it. Many of these other schools, you know, competition is fierce, and some people don't feel like they could go to their colleagues. They don't feel like they could go to their other medical students and go, oh my gosh, you know, somebody died. I feel bad. You know, because again, you have no idea who around you is cutthroat and would love to knock you out of whatever position that you're in. You know, things can be pretty nasty. And so I always recommend to any students, I talk to students all the time, high school students, college students, and I go, look, when you are going to medical school, you know, don't alienate anybody. You don't have to, because your non-medical friends are going to be the ones that give you the most, I think, support. Yes, I got a lot of support. I was very lucky, but I went to a very unique type of medical school where, you know, it maybe got a little bit more catty when it came to, you know, dating and who got engaged and et cetera. I remember a couple of the girls in the class were like, you know, after I got engaged, they're like, I can't really sit next to someone whose life is going better than mine. And I remember them leaving, you know, when I wanted to, like, you know, tell everybody, oh my gosh, I just got engaged, and oh my gosh, I finally got married, I'll finally have sex. And anyway, so they didn't want to hear us. But you really don't have a support system. And I mean, look at our military. I mean, if you're worried about what doctors are going through, I mean, wow, look at what happens to our military. I mean, you know, they go through some sort of gun battle, or I think a Navy SEAL just died, trying to rescue the American doctor. Well, we need to talk about that a little bit later in the show. What do you do when you see your friends die? What do you do when you see your friends, go through amputation? What do you, and your colleagues and your comrades, you know, what do you see when you see an innocent civilian die? How do you cope with that? I mean, I think we as a society just don't have enough means of getting people the therapy that they need. We need to be attracting psychologists, psychiatrists really badly. I mean, that should be at the top of the Obamacare forefront. No, nobody cares. No one's doing it. I mean, I can't tell you how many cops I see. I see a lot of officers. I love these guys. They're great. And they have a place where they could go. They do. But a lot of times they find the need to come to me. And, I mean, I'll be giving them therapy sessions in whatever time I have to help them cope. And it's difficult. You know, one mistake I made, which ended up being a life-saving mistake, but it still kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, has been something I've already talked to you guys on air about. It was when I had a woman, I was in the ER, and I was dealing with, I believe, a gunshot wound at the time, and a woman comes in with a bladder infection, an older woman, and I'm really busy. I treated for a bladder infection. She was really sweet. She knew I was busy because, you know, we got a lot going on, but she's like, Doc, as she was leaving and all dressed, I really need something for nausea. I'm really nauseous. So I was going to give her 5 milligrams of Clomipramine, an anti-nausea medicine. You guys have heard the story. And instead, I give her 10 because she's really nauseous. And I'm like, look, I need this woman to stop the nausea so I could move on and get to the heavier patients. Well, that 10 milligrams was probably a little too much for her frame. And she started going into a tardive dyskinesia reaction, started having trouble breathing, etc. Well, we sit her down and I'm like, were you nauseous before, you know, you came in? Well, I decided to check her heart. EKG had looked really funny. Well, I checked her cardiac enzymes. That take about 8 hours to come up positive, and her cardiac enzymes were through the roof for a heart injury. This woman had had a heart attack the night before, probably in her sleep, but came in the next morning not feeling right, thinking it was a bladder infection. She did incidentally have a bladder infection, but she had come to me not realizing that's why she was feeling bad. And my giving her just a little too much Clomipramine, which would have been a mistake and could have been a fairly decent mistake in an older individual, although we've given 10 milligrams before, actually, thank God, saved her life because it put her into her second heart attack. We were able to transfer her to Phoenix, and she was able to get catheterized and saved. Still, I always kind of get the heebie-jeebies that, you know, I actually put this woman into a second heart attack, but thank God that happened, because then we realized she had a heart attack the night before, and that's why she really came in and not for a bladder infection. And if you have had a heart attack before, you usually get an aftershock, just like with earthquakes. And so, you know, I'm not going to lie, we've all made certain mistakes. Thank God many of these mistakes that I could at least attribute to turned out to be something good. But in this particular case, going back to the DJs, they used poor judgment. You know, if you're going to do a prank, you don't have to have it involve somebody's privacy. If you think someone's going to get hurt a little, most likely somebody down the line is going to get hurt a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. The Dr. Dahlia Show is how you find me, and there's me smiling. Very happy, guru. Very happy because my iPhone app is out, thanks to Ty. Go to your iPhones, and you can now download the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and get all the information you need to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show and, have a ball with it. Okay, we got a very busy, next few weeks and months and years. I don't plan on going anywhere, so pretty exciting stuff. Now, this was a very interesting news piece. They say 5 heart surgery patients at Cedars of Sinai medical student have allegedly contracted staph infections after a doctor had operated them having staph bacteria himself. I was born at Cedars of Sinai in L.A. It wasn't called Cedars of Sinai at the time. It was called Cedars of Lebanon. But I was born there. They say 4 of the patients had needed secondary operations at the L.A. hospital. And, Cedars of Sinai is huge. Research, and it's a phenomenal institution. The fifth one is receiving antibiotics. They have not named the doctor, but they said he had inflammation on his hand when he put replacement heart valves into five patients back in June. The latex gloves he was wearing developed microscopic tears. Oops, some company's going to get sued. Causing the infection to pass, and the patients and all five became infected with staph epidermidis bacteria. Now, okay, if it's staph epidermidis, hopefully it's not staph aureus. Staph epidermidis is a very common infection. You could wipe your face right now, wipe your nose, you're going to have staph epi on you. Staph epi is your epidermal natural flora bacteria. However, one of the reasons why we sterilize you and keep a sterile operating room when we operate is because we don't want staph to fly around and fly in. And usually it doesn't, because if you think about it, we don't have our faces completely covered. We have our mask on. You know, sometimes we have a shield. You know, but for the most part, our ears are out there. Our necks are somewhat out there. But I got to be honest, for the most part, most of our skin is completely covered. In this particular case, though, they think it was an actual infection that was on the doctor's hand as opposed to normal flora that seeped through the microscopic gloves. They say valve replacement surgeries require the surgeon to use thick sutures and tie more than 100 knots. This can cause extra stress on the gloves. Now, Vice Chairman of the Hospital's Department of Surgery, Harry Sachs, said despite the issues, the infections are unacceptable. Now, I guess what happened is in June, they realized something was going on because three of the people who had surgery showed signs of infection. But what type of infection? Endocarditis. Endocarditis is infection of the lining around the heart, and it could be life-threatening. Now, officials contacted 67 patients who had heart valve replacements with the same surgeon, but no other cases were found. Think about it. We were just talking about us going into medical school, worried that, God forbid, something could happen where somebody gets hurt or possibly dies. And now this doctor, I don't know what he's possibly going through, just the thought of possibly infecting multiple patients. And think about it, too. I mean, if you're going through a cardiac surgery, the last thing you want is a post-operative infection, for crying out loud. Now, you scrub in. Have you guys ever seen a doctor scrub? I know you guys see the, you know, show scrubs, and I'm sure some of these doctors shows, they flex their biceps and they look all sexy when they're scrubbing. But the scrubbing procedure is a very lengthy procedure. And I mean, you really dig in there good. When you scrub, you really don't halfway it. I mean, you can't. You wouldn't halfway it around other doctors. So you scrub yourself good. Then you put on the gloves. But remember, you're not sterilizing the hands. Washing your hands is extremely important, which is why hand washing cut back so many infections. We were, you know, I should probably bring up the history of microbes again with Louis Pasteur, and you know how antibiotics were found, and I believe it was Louis Pasteur who had said, look guys, you're going to start washing your hands before you start dealing with the patients. This was after Civil War times when people were getting infected. There's stories of Civil War surgeons saying, look, sponges would fall on the ground, would rinse it in a washer basin, and then would use it back on the patient. You know, or would use instruments, would wash them off in a water basin and use it in another patient. You know, and later people realized that these infections were getting spread like wildfire, and we started to use, you know, more hygienic methods in medicine, such as, you know, washing hands and then later sterilizing. I mean, from what we understand, nobody's died from this, but, you know, this is crazy stuff. And how, you know, you as a patient are supposed to protect yourself. Now, you know, personally, I always look at people about to touch me to see if they have sores on their hands. You know, usually rule of thumb is surgeons won't operate on you if they have sores or open wounds. I mean, this is a little weird. I mean, at least even if it have a covering or a Band-Aid on, I'm kind of surprised by this. But, you know, this brings up a question that we brought up on the Dr. Dahlia Show many times. You know, do you want to know what your doctor and staff have medically? And should doctors and staff medically reveal their medical issues to their patients? Now, this has been something that has, we'll probably never have an answer because doctors and nurses should be protected by the same privacy rights. I don't think a doctor should have to, disclose publicly that he has herpes or he has gonorrhea or he has hepatitis or he has HIV. I mean, I doctors are people too. We should be able to benefit from the same patient privacy that everybody else. But then on the other hand, how would you feel about a doctor that had a communicable disease operate on you? And, where could this possibly go? Personally, if I'm sick, I'm not going to see patients. Why would I give the patients a flu? Why would I? One of our providers called in sick today. She thinks she has a flu. No problem. Don't come in. No sense getting people sick. No sense at all. I mean, it's not worth it. We're here to help people. But I remember getting needle sticks in training. Well, when that one doctor stabbed me with the needle, I was scared to death that my career would be over. If I got HIV, because that doctor stabbed me with the needle when he was mad that I wasn't moving the bowel correctly. We've talked about that story. And he smacks me and the needle just lodges into my hand. If there was HIV on that needle, if there was hepatitis on that needle from the patient we were operating on, I could have now contracted HIV, now contracted hepatitis. And will patients want me to take care of them? Now, we know in the medical field that it's, still very difficult to get HIV and hepatitis from somebody treating you. I mean, you have to have blood-on-blood contact, transfusion, needle, sexual intercourse. But, needle sticks could happen. Doctor could stick himself with the needle, not realize it, use it on a patient. I mean, it's rare. But should doctors, how do you feel about that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DIC-D-D. Fix your radios, guys. Your radios are off. I'll say it again, just in case some of you had radio problems. Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Radios are fixed. Okay, good. Sometimes I can't spell this early in the morning. So a doctor having some sort of staph infection on, again, where I'm confused about a staph epidermidis, is on people's skin already. What, are they talking maybe he had a deeper type of staph infection? I'm a little curious about that. But to think that possibly 67 patients could have been affected, this is serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So they think right now, surgeons with sores or infections are not supposed to operate, but there is no standard on what to do if they have skin inflammation. This is by Rika Murthy, medical director of the hospital's epidemiology department. She said that there were no national standards on which type of gloves. Now, I don't use latex gloves. I use latex gloves for my surgical procedures. I don't use latex usually in the office because I don't know who's allergic. And if you're allergic to latex, you need to remember to tell your doctor, don't be using latex on me. Who knows? Maybe the surgeon had a latex allergy, and that's why his skin was inflamed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Again, quick reminder, we finally have the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app, free app on iPhone. I give Ty lots of love for getting that set up. Ty is the man that gets our app set up, so he rocked it out on this one. So for those of you that know Ty, give him a big, juicy hug and kiss for me. Also, we got Don working the dials. He always needs lots of love, hugs, and Kissies. Okay. We had a very tragic weekend. I'm sure most of you have known, Dallas Cowboys lost Jerry Brown. Apparently, he was killed in a car crash early Saturday morning in Texas, a week after Kansas City Chiefs Jovan Belcher had killed his girlfriend and committed suicide. Apparently, what's so tragic about this is defensive lineman Josh Brent was driving at the time, allegedly intoxicated with alcohol. Jerry Brown had been the passenger of the vehicle and had died in the crash. Josh Brent, I believe, bail has been set. He's charged with intoxication, manslaughter in connection with the accident. Irving police said the accident happened about 2:20 a.m. hours before Brent was to be on a team flight to Cincinnati. He was reportedly speeding, hit a curb, flipping the car. Okay, another tragedy this weekend is Latina singer Jenny Rivera had died in a plane crash. I believe she's only 43 years old, a native of Encino, or her driver's license is Encino, Long Beach. Apparently, she was on board a plane. No one survived the crash. Brother states the crash did occur, and she was on the plane. So we say goodbye to Jenny Rivera, 43 years old. Just, you know, crazy weekend. You know, another thing kind of adding to the craziness, I talked about this on Saturday. You guys know what's been going on with this Gangnam Style Psy performer, right? Barack Obama knew that he had a past, the singer had a past of anti-American rants. And apparently he's still shaking his hand and welcoming him as Psy performed at a holiday concert. Now, for those of you that aren't too sure what all the controversy was over this rapper, and if you aren't sure about Gangnam Style, you're really not missing much. It's this fake horse jumping around type of thing. I mean, his video, it's a catchy beat. I didn't really know much about him. I know my kids have been watching his videos. He has this, you know, Gangnam Style beat, and he jumps around with a horse, but apparently he's made it so big that he was performing or was planning to perform at Sunday's Washington Christmas performance. Well, news broke a week ago that back in 2004, he had sung these songs that were extremely anti-American, and not more so anti-American, just, you know, just to me, sick, completely sick, saying, kill those effing Yankees, I can't say the word on air, but you know, who have been torturing Iraqi captives, kill them all slowly and painfully. So about 8 years ago, this guy was singing songs in South Korea about why Americans should die. And he also goes on to say their daughters should die, the mothers should die, and the other family members should die of these Americans. So you would think, all right, you would think that our commander-in-chief would not want anything to do with somebody who publicly announced, let alone made a song, crying for the and demanding the death of Americans. Yet for some reason, our commander-in-chief, I think forgot that he was commander-in-chief and is trying to look cool at a Christmas party, felt it presidential to actually shake this guy's hand and welcome him to America. Now, if you have anybody, whether they're a rapper, whether they're a statesman, whether they're a politician, whether they're an immigrant who wants Americans dead, who wants soldiers dead, who want their families dead, why the hell would we let this guy and his crappy dancing ass on our soil? Let alone the president making a special gesture towards him, handshaking him. You're our commander-in-chief, for crying out flipping loud. You're shaking the hand of somebody who wanted our soldiers dead? Are you kidding me? I'm inflamed by this. I know some of you don't care. You're like, Dahlia, it's a rapper. Just don't give him any mind. You know, enough Americans are ticked off with them. I just don't understand our, you know, approach to this anti-American sentiment by our current administration. I mean, what would Ronald Reagan do? Ronald Reagan would probably kick this guy's ass. And yet our president is smiling and shaking his hand and most likely saying, welcome to America and I love your work and, you know, you're so talented. Did President Obama even see the performance back in 2004? If somebody calls for the death of somebody, all right, I sincerely doubt this gangnam rapping, jumping horse, whatever he is, has changed his sentiment 100%. Well, I mean, true, Americans have made him rich, so maybe he likes Americans more. But, I mean, this is an issue. This was the issue that many of us had when President Obama, before he was president, was sitting in a church where the pastor was ranting anti-American sentiment. I mean, you don't forget that. You don't, but to actually be the one to sing it and perform it and encourage others to kill the Yankees. And there was an adverb or an adverb before kill, not to mention the families. This is somebody that shouldn't be on our soil. This is somebody that shouldn't have any access to our capital. He shouldn't have any access to our president, and our president should not be kissing this guy's butt. He should be kicking it, because the president, if he hasn't read his job description, is commander-in-chief. When you are commander-in-chief, anybody that is anti-American should be flicked off you like a bug. But he doesn't care. And I'm looking at a picture right now, both of them happy and smiling. This is an absolute embarrassment. I am so embarrassed that we could have somebody that wants our soldiers dead, and he is sitting here being glorified by our president and by our Washington's capital. Are you kidding me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Quickly in medical news, they're saying children that are deprived of oxygen in the womb are more likely to have ADHD. This could also be the same for those moms who smoke. I don't know about you all, but I'm kind of seeing a general trend that we want our fetuses to get oxygen. Right? I mean, am I making a stretch here? Yeah. So, basically researchers looked at the records of 82,000 children, and, you know, their birth history and if they had neonatal respiratory distress, etc. And they found that the children that had less oxygen, 34% higher risk of having ADHD. Now, ADHD is on the rise because, you know, many parents and many teachers, I think we're diagnosing it when some of these kids, you know, really kind of need some good discipline, and they also need some different teaching, teaching styles. I don't think everybody could sit in a classroom of 40 kids and learn the same way. But unfortunately, because, you know, classes are overcrowded and a lot of these kids would rather play video games than study, they're being less attentive in class and being diagnosed with ADHD. Well, they're saying oxygen could be an issue, too. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.